T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
A wind chill advisory has just been lifted for Wayne, Wyoming, Livingston, Ontario, Orleans, and Monroe counties. However, a yellow alert still in place for our area through the rest of the morning due to dangerously cold wind chills. A max snowfall, by the way, was recorded in northern Rochester over the weekend, 29.2 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the National Weather Service. I mean, some of their totals, Irondequoit had 18.5, Webster 17.5, the airport 16.5.
Yikes.
A lot of snow came down this weekend. Good news is that we will be seeing warmer temperatures heading into tomorrow. And it's going to be accompanied with a bit of freezing rain earlier tomorrow morning. And then straight rainfall for most of the day on Wednesday before another shot of polar air works its way to wrap up the work week.
It's going
to
be really messy.
Cool.
All this snow, and then it's just going to start raining. It's going to be a sloshy, mess.
I'm just going to put some ice skates on my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Slide on into work.
Yesterday, big news, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris announced that she will be running for president in 2020. I can't believe it's already that
time.
So
it begins.
The senator previewed her announcement in an interview with Good Morning America yesterday, and her campaign released a short introductory video as well. She was elected to the Senate in 2016, and she made history at that time as the first Indian American to serve in the body, as well as the second Black woman. Her campaign echoes the 1972 presidential bid of Shirley Chisholm, who was the first Black woman to run for president from one of the major parties. And as a former prosecutor and also district attorney, Harris's key issues will include criminal justice reform as well as immigration and education.
Mugshots released by the news. It's a common occurrence, but here in New York, that soon may become illegal.
Oh.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking to ban mugshots and booking information from being released by police agencies. This would not include cases where mugshots are used to help find people running from the law, of course. Cuomo tells the Albany Times-Union the law would prevent other websites which store mugshots and charge people money to take them down.
Ooh.
Advocates for the press argue that the bill is poorly written and could keep arrest records from being made public. That's a thing to think about.
Yeah.
Because isn't that in the back of your mind? Not that we would do anything that would get us in trouble, but it's always in the back of your head, like, if that were to happen and the public embarrassment that would follow on top of all of the charges and the money, it's just an added layer.
Right.
Knowing that you're not going to face that.
Yeah.
Is that going to persuade some people to maybe take a chance where maybe they shouldn't?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It seems a little dangerous to me because it takes away a level of accountability.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. A drunk Texas Christian University student caused quite the ruckus on a transatlantic flight after his girlfriend reportedly dumped him via text.
Oh, ouch.
An hour into the British Airways flight, 21-year-old Jeffrey Tanner Libby of Texas got wasted off Bacardi rum, which he had brought onto the plane himself, and then he became aggressive and abusive toward the flight crew as well as other passengers on board the plane. Police say that trying to calm him down did not work, and the college student proceeded to assault two of the passengers, one of which was a woman, and one member of the cabin crew.
Yikes.
Quote, scratching and striking them and even biting one of the passengers' fingers. Ultimately, the pilot of the London to Dallas flight made the decision to return to London and have Libby be met and arrested by police. This whole thing happened in December, but last week, the guy was sentenced to 6 months in jail his actions.
Seems like kind of a light sentence, actually.
What?
They might have taken pity on him.
Oh, I thought you said it sounds like a life sentence.
Light.
It's like, no!
Yeah, they might have taken pity on him for the fact that he got dumped, because that does suck, but you can't
Via text.
Act like that.
Via text. He pleaded guilty to one count of being drunk aboard an aircraft, one count of using threatening, abusive, or insulting words toward the cabin crew, and three counts of common assault.
Wow. Oof. Aggressive.
I mean, it's the last place you want anyone to get angry and act out is on a transatlantic or a trans-Pacific flight. You know, going across the ocean, long flight.
I can only imagine, too, like how this went down was right before takeoff. That's the last text that he sees.
Yeah, exactly. And just goes crazy.
Excuse me, sir. I need to turn your phone off. But wait, no, I'm getting dumped right now. I got to respond to this.
Oh, that's terrible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.